Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
That makes me think about the time when Maggie Bestel Cohen walked off the stage, the fell off the stage at the Fashion Awards. Poor thing.
Is that where a leg was broken?
I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Just walked off the stage, turned to the left.
Who fell off the stage?
Maggie Bestel Cohen. The legendary Maggie Bestel Cohen, who once came up to me in the street and said, "You called me a junkie on the radio." And I never did that. I never did that once.
You just called yourself a junkie in public, love.
What a weird thing to say to someone who never did that to you.
Didn't she do deportment classes?
That was Susan Rogers Allen, if my 80s memory serves me right. Hello, Penelope Noir, how are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. How are you, Mikey?
Good, thanks. So we didn't get a chance to embrace each other last week. Let's embrace.
Yes.
And here we are today talking about the wonderful world of fashion.
Yeah, we're going to talk about sneakers and sneakerheads today.
Sure.
I always call them sneaker pimps, but yeah.
And I went, what you mean the band?
Yeah, well, I didn't think about the band.
Sneaker freakers? I don't know. Is a convention as well? There's a convention called sneaker pimps and a convention called sneaker freakers, I think.
Oh, maybe it's like...
There's a lot. I mean, as someone who buys the odd sneaker every now and then, I just buy the same one of these Jordans every time.
Ah, so Air Jordans.
Yes, Air Jordans. Yes, correct. But the reason I buy them, Penny, is because I had them back in the day. As they say, the term...
In the day.
Back in the day. So I need something that goes...
Back in the day would be 1985.
It was actually the spring of 1991 these Jordans came out.
Oh, that particular one.
So spring 1991, the Jordan Retro 6.
Oh, gosh.
They're probably one of the best Air Jordans, just if anyone out there's got any other preferences, please text them in, 5395, like hear what your favourite sneaker is.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. So Air Jordans came onto the market in 1985, named, of course, after Michael Jordan, and they're a subsidiary of Nike.
Yep.
And there's been lots of different editions, haven't there?
I couldn't even tell you how many. I'm not that much of a
fan.
I'm just a sucker for this particular type because I had them back in the day.
Yeah.
And I loved them so much then. And then I looked at them and I thought, they're still hard to beat.
Do you always get...
I've got one other pair of Jordans. Different. I think they're a 9 or something like that. Maybe. Oh,
okay. Do you always get the same kind of colourway or do you look at different...
No, same ones.
Yep.
Same ones and one pair of dodgy Chinese knockoffs, which are very hard to tell the difference, to be honest.
I just think...
Although the purists out there will be going, yuck, do you? Shame on you.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? Like, it inspires a passion and people are deeply kind of attracted to collecting sneakers. And the reason I thought I'd do this, talk about the sneakers, is because I recently watched Sneakerheads, which is a movie that was on Netflix. And yeah. I loved the fact that people were so passionate about it. And people, there are people that have houses full of shoes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
warehouses full of shoes. And they're still in boxes.
Smell good. Which smell good, too. I love the
box
smell
fresh.
Of it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I keep all my shoes in... boxes, and I love shoes, but I don't love sneakers so much.
When I first went to work at Television New Zealand, back in the old days, first time I got introduced to Mike Hosking, this is when he used to dress like he was from 1932.
Oh yeah,
like he had just walked out.
Did he
out
still
of
have
a,
that crazy hair? What's the hair?
He dressed like more old man than old men do. It's like he's tried to. He's got a reverse.
Yeah, he's Benjamin Button.
No, he's not.
But in his clothes. He's attempting to be Benjamin.
True, I guess. But he didn't used to have any of that. He used to be in dusty suits and try and look like a real grown up. And I got told that he kept all of his shoes in separate plastic bags. And I laughed and walked up to him and said, "Do you keep all your shoes in plastic bags, man?" And I said, "G'day, my name's Michael Justardi. Do you keep all your shoes in plastic bags?" And he said, Yes, I do. Keeps them clean.
So you mean
and looked down his nose at me then, the same way he'd probably look down his nose at me now.
So you mean a pair in one plastic bag?
No, each
or
individual
one
shoe.
One right shoe. Foot, one left foot. My God.
Yeah, like he had cool shoes back then. But yeah, so I mean, people do it. My flatmate, he's a shoer. He enjoys a shoe, but he doesn't keep a lot of shoes on premise. he just and you know, he sort of rotates them on. He must have them in a vault somewhere.
Yeah, well, in this movie, they kind of have a lot of people that don't even wear them. They just collect them, and some of the people are really quite wealthy, and they have like whole rooms that are in, and the shoes are in glass cases.
So yeah. Are they for investment purposes? Are they flicking them later on, or just
no?
Like,
they're just completely obsessed. And
this is
just,
my collection.
This is my passion. This is what I collect. I don't collect vinyl. I collect shoes or sneakers. And there's some people that, you know, they do have the conventions like you mentioned earlier, and they also have
it's like the convention that you mentioned.
Yeah, and they also have there's I think a Japanese guy, and he goes around the world and buys things off eBay and things like that, and then goes back and sells them in his store, and he cleans them up and resells them and makes loads of money off that.
There's a store in LA, I think it's called Round 2, and the front of it is all second-hand collectible sneakers, particularly Jordans and things like that. It wasn't really my buzz. But all the shop assistants are on Segways, so they don't wear out their shoes because so in love with their shoe collections.
I should have thought of that.
It's amazing.
Well, that's actually ridiculous. Seriously?
Just kind of hovering past you. Can I help you?
You forget how to walk.
But it's okay because your feet look good.
Yeah. I get picked up by somebody like sort of some, you know, like one of those disabled taxis, you know, that after work, so they have to walk home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be my mum. Oh. So, and like...
what do you call those things?
Mobility
scooter, you know. I suppose it's all Segways in a sense, isn't it?
I'm looking forward to those, actually.
I'm just looking forward to the lack of people doing all that for me.
I guess also I kind of also wanted to mention the collaboration side of things, because I guess with the sneakers, you know, it's kind of like hip hop and that sort of thing kind of gave it credibility originally with the sports and all that kind of thing, and that's how it became kind of quite popular, and now kind of everyone's on the bandwagon. And once upon a time, there was kind of like one or two collaborations, but now everyone's done one, like Stella McCartney and all that kind of thing. And people like line up for years outside the stores to get them.
The people that do that would be listening would be thinking, so
yeah,
like it's sort of no question whatsoever to them to go and wait, you know.
Yeah,
be first outside the Nike shop in Auckland or something like that for a new shoe.
And I can, you know, I can't
relate to that.
Yeah, I can't think without my coffee.
Record store day is probably the same. People queuing for records that they then sometimes don't want to play.
Sometimes dresses, you know, I've seen dresses in a magazine or online, and I'm like, oh my god, I've got to have that. I've got to email those people and see when it's coming. Yeah.
But the obsession with sneakers is like, there's like, I know I remember seeing one doc, and I'm not sure if it's one you're talking about, but with this guy, basically he's box fresh sneakers every day, brand new pair a day, won't wear anything that's been worn more than a day.
Wow.
And I'm kind of jealous of that, and the thing that blows my mind with sneakers is like, we think of all the different brands, all the different styles, that every season there's hundreds and hundreds of new styles.
Yeah.
How do you work on the same theme? But how do you sort of expand on the same theme or change things around enough so that your sneaker looks different from the other one, which is different from the last 1,000? You know.
Yeah.
Which is the wonderful world of fashion, isn't it?
Yes. Indeed.
Oh my god, that is such a good call, whoever just sent that text in.
The song?
Do you know the song?
Yeah, man.
Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh, Hard Out. Yeah. So I'm going to see if we've got it, because it's such a good song. I've got it on my thing there.
It's got it on his thing.
I don't think it's on there. But do you know who it's by? Johnny Boy. Yeah. We're talking about a song called You Are the Generation Who Bought More Shoes and So You Get What You Deserve.
That's awesome.
Such a great song too. One of my favourite songs.
So I guess if anyone wants to check out more about Sneakerheads, actually the movie, it is on Netflix, and you can also watch it on YouTube. It came out in 2015.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you very much, Penny.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.